week does start on Thursday, the 26th of November on Discovery. This is something I've heard about so often. Like every year it comes up and there's shark paraphernalia that you can buy. But I've never really looked into what it's all about. So we're talking to Paul De Gelder, who is an Australian shark attack survivor and shark conservationist right now to tell us all about it. How are you going, Paul?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys?
Great, Paul. It's good to have you on because sharks are definitely prolific off the coast, mainly off the coast of our state. You don't get them
inland very often.
But Paul, tell us about that shark attack. It was back in February 2009. You were working as a Navy clearance diver. What exactly were you doing in the water and when did you realise it was going horribly wrong?
Oh, yeah, I was having a very bad day at work that morning. But me and three of my teammates were acting as attack swimmers, and the R&D department of the military wanted to test some unmanned sonar and video to see if they could detect attack swimmers coming in to put bombs on our ships and things like that. And so I just pulled out the new guy, Lockie, because he'd been in the water for half an hour, and this is early in the morning, it's about 7 a.m., right in Woolloomooloo alongside the Finger Wharf and the Navy base. And so I jump in. I'm in a black wetsuit and a pair of black fins looking like a slow swimming seal. And I'm on my back on the surface. And after about 4 minutes, I get this huge whack in my leg. And I turn around and come face to face with a massive shark's head. And it's not what I was expecting. Literally my worst nightmare. There was only one thing I was more afraid of than sharks, and that was public speaking. Which is amazing because now I'm literally a shark diving public speaker. But I thought I was going to die. I remember thinking to myself, I'm not going home today. And the shark took me underwater. And you can watch all this on YouTube. you can watch me getting eaten.
Wow.
And the shark ripped out my hamstring and it ripped off my right hand in the same bite. And because I had a wetsuit on, I was positively buoyant. So I popped to the surface. I see my safety boat. I think I've got to get out of here before it comes back. So I swim back to the boat with one hand and one leg through a pool of my own blood.
Oh my God.
And fortunately, my teammates got to me first and pulled me out of the water and kept me alive with their first aid skills until the paramedics could get there and whisk me off to St. Vincent's.
That is a hectic story, Paul. Now, you have worked with a couple of famous stars for Shark Week as well in your conservation work with Will Smith and Mike Tyson. What have you done with them? What are they up to?
Oh, yeah, it's been really incredible to work with all these people. Ronda Rousey as well. Oh. She was amazing. Just an incredible sports person. Will Smith, he's played action heroes and portrayed Muhammad Ali, so he's no stranger to hard work and overcoming adversity. But Mike Tyson took the cake. You know, we all look at him as once the most feared man on the planet, and he turned into probably the most afraid man on the planet when I was working with him. He threw up before or after every single dive out of pure fear.
Wow. So you were just working with them to show them how to dive with sharks, or what were you doing in that?
Well, So my job is to be their safety diver and hopefully get some new shark fans so that they'll want to protect them and save them just like me and all of my friends that work on Shark Week do.
Incredible. I've learned a bit about sharks this morning. I've learned a bit about Mike Tyson.
Something about Will Smith that wasn't just mentioned there real quick. He didn't learn to swim till he was 40 because he was so afraid of sharks.
Wow.
So definitely check that one out.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Just quickly before we let you go, Paul, baby shark is the worst thing that's ever happened to your industry.
I've actually never listened to it. I've been lucky.
Well, you're lucky because
there it is.
Right there. Paul De Gelder, Australian shark attack survivor and shark conservationist. He's part of Shark Week. It starts Thursday, November 26th, so real soon, 8:30 p.m. on Discovery Channel. Thank you so much, Paul.
Cheers, guys. The Hit Breakfast Show.